Well, put up those tray tables and fasten your seat belts. We are officially 1 week from takeoff for an event someone I know once described as South by Southwest for political junkies. The Texas Tribune Festival is easily the biggest mashup of the political elite from Texas and beyond, mixing it up with big thinkers, activists, academics, members of the media, and many, many more. This annual shebang has become, I think it's safe to say, a must-do event for people passionate about politics and policy. And it was all your idea, Evan Smith.
Oh, I take no credit for this.
He's CEO and editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune. I don't know how you do this. I mean, every year you're like a ringleader over this massive party circus. I don't know how you describe it.
I'm the P.T. Barnum of the nerd circus. That's it. look, we are grateful to have the opportunity to do this. And, you know, let me get all corny and mission focused on you here.
Sure, please.
We're the public square, or wish to be, as you are in your own way a public square, David. We want to be a public square, a place where the community comes together to talk about the issues that affect all of us. This 3-day event is a great opportunity, maybe the biggest opportunity we have all year, to bring people of unlike mind together, which happens very rarely.
Very rarely.
Too rarely these days.
You know, you use the word big. Everything's bigger in Texas, as we know. It sounds like it's shaping up to be the biggest Texas Strip Fest ever?
Will be. So this is year 5, and it'll have the most attendees. We know it has the most speakers. We know it has the most programs, about 60 hour-long sessions on a variety of topics.
Mm-hmm. Just going through the names this morning, there are a lot of biggies. I think that you do a keynote with the lieutenant governor.
I will have the lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick. I'll spend an hour the next day with the speaker of the Texas House, Joe Strauss, the secretary of Housing and Urban Development, former mayor of San Antonio, Julian Castro. Nancy Pelosi will be here. John Sununu, Evan Bayh, Henry Cisneros, Tim Kaine, a number of our members of Congress from Texas, Piper Kerman from Orange is the New Black.
Wow, that's cool.
Right? Talking about criminal justice policy. Well, you know, and a bunch of national press folks are kind enough to come in, as you will do, and moderate programs, but also participate in conversations.
It's a lot of fun, a lot of mayors. I'm going to be doing a panel with
mayors.
I know you've talked to a lot of these folks in the past. Is there anyone you're particularly excited to talk to?
Well, I'm really interested in Secretary I keep wanting to call him Mayor Castro because I knew him for so many years as Mayor Castro in San Antonio. I'm really interested to talk to Secretary Castro because he's coming to us at a moment that is pivotal for the country as we're really on the lip of this 2016 election being a thing. And also for his own career, because he is often discussed as one of a handful of people who could conceivably be on the Democratic ticket as vice president.
Big Clinton supporter.
He's a big Clinton supporter, and you know, and he's a very prominent Latino politician at a time when we are consumed by Latino politics, discussions of all facets of the Latino electorate, Latino politicians, the degree to which politicians are or are not smash-talking the Latino voter in both parties. I mean, really a big discussion of the changing population in this state and in this country, and I think there are very few people in a better position to talk about that than Secretary Castro. So I'm digging on that, but honestly, there's no bad conversation. Even the worst of these conversations is better than how I'd be spending my time 95% of the time. Otherwise,
Evan,
it's really fun.
I want to ask you real quick about some news that's on the front page of the Texas Tribune today. This is the headline. Cruz says Trump will not win Republican nomination. You were talking smack talk just a moment ago. Of course, Trump may be the king of smack talk.
Yeah.
Cruz has sort of been, you know, hands off when it came to this. Seems like
this is news only because he's pointedly avoided criticizing Donald Trump to this point in the campaign, and specifically because it is assumed that Trump and the other outsiders, Carson and Fiorina, should they all fall away, the person who is likeliest to be the beneficiary of their departure from the race is Cruz, because he's the most outsidery insider
Insider. Yeah.
All the people who are gravitating to people who are outside the system are likely to end up with Cruz. So the theory goes, if those guys drop out, look, it is not a stretch of the imagination to imagine that the Donald Trump balloon deflates like one of Tom Brady's footballs at some point here.
Well,
I mean, it's not. I mean, he keeps not going away.
That's true,
so
true.
Let's give him that.
Obviously, it's something that.
But I think everyone assumes more than not that at some point we all wake up and we go, please. Okay. And then they end up with somebody who is a little bit more recognizable to traditional.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if the Texas junior senator will be that man, last man standing,
we'll
as
see.
It were. Tribune Festival is October 16th through 18th.
Please
in
come.
The Texas capital city. Evan Smith is the CEO and editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune. Always good to see you.
Thank you, pal.